And I say this shit with so much sarcasm. When fans like to fucking move the goalpost. Like, I remember, right, someone was posting, I was on Instagram, someone was posting Ice Cube, No Vaseline. This is a real diss song. Keep in mind, you got two lyrical rappers, not like a lyrical way of a cannabis or someone. At least, you know, Drake sings, he got punchlines, he got metaphors, you know, just like Kendrick, bar heavy rappers, but Kendrick is more, you know, on like technical battling. You would think hip hop would respect that. No, they changed the goalposts. Old heads are saying, well, at least back in the day, they didn't have metaphors and punchlines. It was straightforward. So now you got, you know, underground hip hop heads, old heads who don't like any new rap. I don't give a fuck if you're doing it for the culture. This is why I tell these fucking rappers who be like, it's for the culture. Well, they don't love me, nigga. It doesn't matter if you rap on a boom bappy beat. They will not love you. That don't mean shit. Okay? That's why we gotta, like, as of right, as of at this point, bro, that's like in life. Don't try to fucking look for acceptance. People can smell weakness. That's why I don't care. I'm not trying to get accepted by these motherfuckers. I don't care. He needs to go more harder on his bars. I don't care. He needs to rap with more energy. I don't care. He needs to rap like this. I don't care. As of this point, I don't care. I got an album coming out called Audio Style. And it's just the same chill, vibey music that you hear from me. And if, you know what I mean, it's nothing to like. I just stay to my lane and keep it pushing. You know? Just stay to your lane, keep it pushing. But you got other people, you know, fans who just be like, oh man, it'd be cool if you did this. It would be cool if you did that, but I'm not doing that. Anytime when someone say it would be cool if, they're just trying to, you know, in their mind is, well, I just want you to just be more diverse. No, look at Drake, dog. And if you don't notice that Kendrick is just mocking Drake when he tries to sing, you're stupid. Because every single song, Drake was trying to serenade Kendrick. Okay? And it's over. Kendrick won. Because, you know, like I told you, when I seen Academics say out of his face that Kendrick won, that was it. You know? That was it. And you still got these. Now you had to tell my coworker about Howard, who's a huge Drake stan, who dick-wise Drake so much, he literally says, I'm wearing my armor for Drake. I'm like, you know how cringe that you look? And you're like older than me. And you know this nigga doesn't care. I've never seen, like, in real time, I've never seen that. And based off, if you're going to compare, hell, look at Kendrick. He got a bop right now. Because that's all the fans care about nowadays. Even with me, where's your bops? Where's your bop? Cool, do that song, Mind Your Business? Which I will put on a fucking project, but not this project. Something else. That's a bop, bro. If you made more songs like that, you'll blow up. Of course, because y'all want shit that only plays in the fucking clubs. See, back then it wasn't a requirement. Now you're making this a requirement. Not everyone can make club hits. But bro, ain't no, but bro, that song, Mind Your Business, is a club hit. You know, but it's your monotone voice. These niggas are doing what labels are telling you to do. And they'll say, oh, you're just attacking fans because we want what's best for you. And what's best for you, in their eyes, is mimicking and copying what is industry. Those are not your real fans. Never will be. You dig? The ones who want to put you in a box so much so. Like, how do you sit there and say, show people what you really can do by keeping me in the vibey, less smoke and chill box? Well, not more than that. And then they'll make fun of you for thinking that. That's the issue with Mike, since he should just be like the chill, vibey rappers. I can see him as a currency type. as a Jay Worthy type, but he keeps on thinking that he's a Kendrick type. I didn't say that. Y'all compare me to Kendrick, not me. Do I care about being the best rapper in 2024? No. Do I care about being the best lyricist in 2024? No. Because as you can see how these old heads are changing up the fucking rules and say, oh, if you like, yeah, real diss tracks, you know, not no crazy metaphors and double entendres. Y'all the fucking ones over there fucking, before all this shit started, y'all was the one telling artists to push their pens and be more lyrical and be more complex with their lyrics. And when you see a fucking Kendrick Lamar, who is part of the culture, going up against a Drake, who can rap at some points, and you over here looking over that as that's not real hip hop, that's not real disses, man, get the fuck out my face. Like, seriously. But that's how these niggas, like, when I seen people like really like moving the goalposts like that, I'm like, wow, these niggas really fucking moving the goalposts like that. They're really moving the goalposts. They really, really doing that. And these are the old heads who be like, we want real lyricism. We want real bars. And since you got old heads thinking like that, not only do you got kids making fun of rappers for being lyrical miracle, now you got old heads who are literally discouraging fucking rappers to be fucking lyrical and using metaphors and punchlines. And being straight direct. Y'all used to make fun of rappers rapping like that. Or only when it's beef. Because if y'all, like, look at me, I never heard songs where I didn't even write a single punchline here and there. He needs to step his bars up. Where's the punchlines? Where's the... Y'all made that a whole motherfucking goddamn thing that needs to be done. Now all of a fucking sudden, y'all don't want to hear that shit? In beef songs? Really? Y'all retarded. This is why I say in one of my songs how the old niggas feeling us. That's pretty much what the fuck I'm talking about. I said it in the song right there. I said it. And the youth get rebellious and the old has failed us. That's what the fuck I meant. That right there is the true definition of what the fuck I meant. That right there. You see Drake and Kendrick, who y'all wrote at one point and rooted, he's for the culture. He's for the culture. And he was underground. You know how old head, you know how underground hip hop heads are? Once you become mainstream, they disown you. Even if you keep the culture alive in the mainstream, they disown you. You become too successful. Once you're signed to a label, they don't care that your album has a bunch of soul samples. They don't care that you got a deep, complex story. They don't care that your whole album is an autobiography. The fact that you're controlled by the mainstream puppet that, keep in mind, they push you to do because they keep saying, artist, you need to get signed. He needs to get signed. So you are encouraging this rapper to be signed to a label to be controlled, even though he's making what he feels. Because at the time, they just, like, that worked. Aftermath, the type of fucking label that doesn't tell you what to do. They see the potential of you and just extend it. Don't change nothing. We're going to just extend what you're doing. Right? And that's what they did. With To Pimp a Butterfly and a Good Kid, M.A.A.D City. Even with that, the culture didn't care. They called that album fucking goddamn boring. Right? That's how these motherfuckers are. If you are a rapper that's diverse, they don't like you. They don't like you. If you make love songs, they don't like you. Hip hop hates love songs. It hates vibes. If you're doing boom bappy rap, it better be that hardcore, Vinny Paz shit, rip them apart, daddy, type of fucking raps. Nigga, I'm not from New York. But like I said, if your voice, now they're thinking like how these kids are. If your voice don't fit the beat, I don't see you as a hard body rapper. Don't be rapping over these boom bap beats, bro. You're wasting beats. Like, you have old heads and hip hop heads telling you how to rap on beats that you like. You can't tell me jazzy beats don't fit your style, don't fit you, when it does. And two, go on my slap, go on my motherfucking SoundCloud. You see a whole bunch of motherfuckers giving me fire emojis saying shit is fucking fire. Not no friends, not no family. Real people. But I want to be that special friend to tell you, and I'm going to be that special friend to tell you shut the fuck up. So I look stupid. Talking to a nigga that does not really care. This culture has stopped being making sense to me a long time ago, right? I do this shit because I fucking love to do it. I don't do this shit to get brownie points. Alright? So, it's what it is. Like, if you fuck with it, you fuck with it. You don't, you don't. That shit, this shit stopped being serious to me a long time ago. When Nas came out with Hip Hop Is Dead, that's when I really was kind of serious about it. But once you start having hip hop fans, old heads, changing the fucking goddamn goat post like they're doing now with the Kendrick and Cole beef, and you got underground rappers who swear up and down, we don't care about this shit, but start beefing out of nowhere and saying, yeah, this is a real rap beef, better than that J. Cole, Kendrick and Drake shit. Which, again, that energy wasn't there before the Drake and Kendrick shit started. So, you know. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, so. Yeah, so, there's that. So, where was the energy at when Kendrick was not? Now y'all want to make fun? Yeah, these rappers didn't apologize. Well, they didn't apologize. It would still be fucking beefing. You idiot. There was some kind of an apology. And the fact that you got fans thinking that stupid like that, like Jay-Z did not have a sit down with motherfucking Nas, or did not hear that Jay-Z's mom called him to tell him to apologize for a diss track they did to Nas. Like, that didn't fucking happen. Like, fuck out of here. Y'all like to fucking, like, change. Y'all like to really like to change the goalpost. And that's the reason why rap is so stupid now. Because most of the fucking fans like to change the fucking goalpost all the fucking time. If you are a fucking underground rapper, if you're rapping with a chill delivery, chill tone, making vibey music, they will say that's wrong and not real rap, forgetting the fucking fact that Tribe Called Quest exists. You know what I mean? They talk about how artists have unique flows to stand out. When you do that, they call it cringe and corny. They talk about artists be different, be you. When you be yourself, they call you cringe and corny. But then when you fucking be what they want you to be, you know, rapping over boom bap beats, jazzy sample boom bap beats, and just talk about street shit like everyone else, they didn't have an issue with that. They'll like it, but have an issue with it. Oh, it's just the same shit you normally hear. It's the bare minimum, and all this other fucking bullshit. Dig what I'm saying? Anytime you have anything unique with your flow is a fucking problem. Unique voice, problem. The way that you fucking, you know, say particular words, problem. If you rap on like rap, have like a little swing on your flow, problem. If you're too complex, problem. If you're too rhymy, problem. If you say shit's over their heads, problem. If you reference something that they don't understand, problem. Now, there's fan base that fuck with you, but let's be real. These niggas don't know what the fuck they want. They want you to sell your sound and try to make music for the industry, for the charts. Trust me, I get with this all the time. You got talent, but the music that you're making will not make it on the charts. Forgetting that you have to fucking, again, you have to submit your songs to the fucking billboards. It's not because, oh, if I blow up on TikTok, I'm gonna go to the charts. No, nigga, that's not how the fuck it works. Y'all talk that industry shit like you know everything and you don't. That's why I wish TikTok was banned for that reason. Like, this one kid, like, be you, but don't be, like, be unique, but don't be too unique, you know? But it's like, you gotta be a balance, and what is this? Me rapping over boom bappy fucking soulful beats with a chill delivery that reminds you of someone else. This is why niggas love to fucking compare fucking people. This is how, this is why people always use that as a fucking selling point. Even though people always say, no, don't do that. Don't compare yourself. Nigga, even if you don't, someone will do it. Even if you're not even trying to. So what's the fucking point? You can't even be you. I used to make songs about anime and manga. Dare I fucking make a full song about anime and manga and see what the fuck happens. After me making all of these boom bappy street songs and all of this shit, and then I come out of nowhere and go back to 2017 and make some songs about anime for real, and watch niggas sit there and say I'm being something I'm not, even though the whole time I'm over here just talking about street experiences. And capping about shooting pistols, but since I have a gun license from armed security, I can over-exaggerate that shit. Niggas only want to see one side of you. They don't want to see, like, a side that they've never seen, as much as fans say, but that makes it unique. No. I've seen a plethora of motherfuckers sit there and get upset at every song. When I see people, like, do mixed reviews out of one of two things. Either A, you're doing something that is too cliched, or B, you're doing something that they don't understand. And it's like, it's stupid, and you gotta serve the fans, serve the people what they wanna hear. So it's fuck you. Like, shit, that shit be stressful. And God forbid you blow up. That's even more of a problem. Like, God forbid, if I was on Rap Radar, they gave me like the smell of smooth, chill beat that matches my flow, matches my sound. Which fans do not understand that, because they always want you to hop on beats that don't even fit your flow. So, I hop on that beat, I do my thing, motherfuckers be like, no. He's boring, and they don't care that I'm spinning bars. You mind you. Like, these OS, and again, even when it come out of freestyle, I already told you how fans fuck that up. If it sound like it's written. But it's okay when battle rappers use written rhymes, though. It's okay when battle rappers write whole verses for their fucking opponents. But we can't write whole verses and memorize whole verses for a fucking goddamn K-Sway fucking show. We just go in there butt naked with a freestyle, fuck up while freestyling, have a whole bunch of so-called fans talking about, oh, he can't rap, he should have wrote that. But at the same time, we would have wrote it, oh, that shit still ash. Like I told you, fans love to move the goalposts. Remember that infamous video where you had Black Thought, who I am sure he wrote and fucking have a whole bunch of pre-admitted rhymes. But because of your status in the game, you can get away with you can get away with anything. That's another problem. So, Method Man is there. He has his phone. And rapping off his phone. And fans, some fans didn't like that. But at the same time, a lot of rappers did it. Even Benny the Butcher did it. But because the rhymes were so dope, they give him a pass. I love how fans want to steal that. I like, we steal that. You grimy old school fans from the 90s when you're not. You're like a smither of who the fuck you used to be. That's the irony part. They want to tell artists, man, I miss the old you. Artists, that miss the old fucking fans. You know what I'm saying? I miss going to a show when no one not putting up their fucking goddamn phones. I miss when yourself as an artist and not have no one try to tell you something that you're not. For real. I miss when you can, like, really have a unique voice and a unique sound without being called cringe or you know, mid, because you're being something that, because you're trying to be yourself. I miss when fans were fans and wasn't stupid AR trying to tell you how to market your music and market your music in the exact same way that the labels were doing. I miss that. These are not the fans I'm seeing. The fans I'm seeing is pretty much robot-like, pretty much bots. So, you know. Hey. So, you know, that's what I'm seeing. But I'm not trying to fucking, you know, waste my time. That's why we gotta live. That's why we, as artists, got made what the fuck we wanted. Niggas like it, they don't. Fuck them. Because they be like, oh, but that's wrong for you to say that. Okay, and what's also wrong is when people try to tell you how to make your music and tell you to water down your sound. Like, bro, I remember I was on a fucking, like, Ocean Wave, who has mostly, like, rhyme schemes, breakdowns. And I remember this dude was just, spitting some crazy bars. And then some fans was like, yo, you should have a catchy hook. And also, dumb down your lyrics. And keep in mind what kind of fucking YouTube channel this shit is. Not about dumb down lyrics. It's multisyllabic rhyming. And yet you over here telling someone to dumb it. That's why I don't submit songs to people like that. Not because it's just because I don't want them. Because I'm going to look up my name. And the first thing I'm going to do is hit the fucking comments. What they going to say? His flow is like, I like how he switches his flows effortlessly, but he's off right here, like a nanosecond. You know, like, you gotta be perfect. You can't, it's like, nigga, make an AI then. If you don't like rappers rapping normal, if you don't like little, you know, shit like that, that makes the artist feel human, make an AI rapper. Better yet, you should, if that was the case, you know, that AI rapper that label tried to sign, then y'all could have fucking just left him alone. I said in my older podcast, if that nigga was making boom bappy raps on like Twalib Kweli or some 90s shit, y'all wouldn't even fucking even flinch an eye at that AI. You would have fucking welcomed him and said, I'd rather hear eyes like this to get rid of the whack rappers. Let's be fucking real with it. Let's be real with it. Like I told you, bro, it gets weirder every time. This nigga's just changing the goalposts. Look at any comment. This ain't how you really supposed to battle. That's what I'm saying with changing the goalposts. Like I said. People, like I said, like, oh, well, rap is a competition, man. You know what I'm saying? Anything goes, man. I'm glad that Cat Williams, you know, set the energy up. And then, funny how he did all that to fucking drop a mid and boring motherfucking goddamn Netflix special. I didn't like it. No one liked it. That's the true definition of the word mid. It's not really, it's aight. That's what it's supposed to mean. Y'all throw that word around and put it in the same boat as trash. Mid don't mean bad. It's just aight. You know what I mean? It's okay. But sometimes if fans fuck with you, like, man, but that's not up to your standard. That's not the standard. And sometimes the standard ain't even that fucking goddamn fucking high. Like, if they say, if I'm hopping on a fucking trap beat, that's not this mic's in standard. Keep in mind, I'm going off the beat, not what I'm rapping about. So, boom, jazzy sample, boom, boom bappy drums, boom, simple fucking goddamn simple hook, boom, either A, some life lesson songs with a message, very generic one, by the way, or two, barring the fuck out. There we go, Mike Sense is back, boom, that's the Mike Sense that I know, as if, whatever, but back to what I'm talking about. That house got burnt down like a motherfucker, son.
What am I talking about, bro?
About changing the fucking goalposts. Changing the goalposts. I'm by this church. This used to be a church. You can tell it used to be a church. It's crazy. So anyway, it's like very, you know, very, very, boarded up with graffiti. So it's crazy. I used to always had a fatuation with boarded out, boarded down, abandoned places. So I used to do freestyles and rapping with my homies. But anyway, that's what I'm saying. Changing the goalposts. If I was in the fucking rap game, right, and a rapper dissed me, and he said some like stupid shit. Now, mind you, if I said a whole bunch of like name calling, like you a bitch, you a punk, you a da 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 da, and went as far as drop the, you know, F word, I don't mean fuck. Oh, Mike was dropping too, like Mike's cool, but he was dropping too many insults. Where's the clever lines and punchlines? Where's the clever lines and punchlines? But how these old heads look at it, we're not supposed to be doing that. You're supposed to be saying, you know, like, let me do a diss song and some shit like, yo, you a bitch ass nigga, I don't like you. I'm about to straight want to fight you straight up. No punchlines, no metaphors, no double entendres, just straight up saying, I don't like you. You know what the fuck these fools are going to say? This is too simple. It's too simple, bro. You know? Where's the metaphors? Where's the punchline? There's nothing clever. You just straight up phase, you just straight up, straightforward saying you don't like the guy. Alright? Alright? What they saying? Like, all you're saying is you don't like the guy. That's all you're saying. That's what we're all saying, dog. We walk through the streets. That's all you're saying. I don't like the guy. I hate him. No punch, not even in a clever way. Just, I don't like this nigga. I hate him. I don't like him. No punchlines, no metaphors. Just straight up saying, I do not like this motherfucker. And you got niggas going, and they don't care that you're destroying him, because mind you, nigga, that don't mean nothing. If he's more popular than you, no matter how devastating the diss is, you still trash. Look how they treated fucking goddamn, how they treated Pusha T. Pusha T destroyed Drake. But hey, we don't care. Well, fuck, nigga, Drake is fucking popular. We don't give a fuck that you do lyrically. We don't care about that shit. We don't play him in the clubs. Keep in mind, these are the same things that DJ Khaled said, that the game said, that these fans are repeating. So you gotta keep changing the fucking goalposts. Like I told you, they try to act like there's nothing wrong with that. It's a lot of something wrong with that. There's a lot of something wrong with that. It's like how you got these fans who be trying to push rappers that are old, that like boom bappy rap beats to fucking rap over more modern beats by stupidly saying your beat selection is trash. The only beats that I like is when he raps over beats. Like, let's say, remember, like my song, Automatic. Like, that song Automatic, it goes hard, but that one boom bappy, chill boom bappy song that I have, that shit is garbage. It sucks. You got niggas openly saying that shit too, with a straight face. With a straight fucking face. But you know what? I mean, it's their opinion. But yeah, it's kind of weird. And all they're saying is, we don't want you to keep it traditional. But whatever. Niggas be changing the goalposts too much. And that's why I say, keep doing your thing.